lifeless. Bam! Now, you're not quite northern Minnesota, but you're up there. You're up there quite a ways.
Yeah.
What got you to Stone?
When I came to the campus, I loved how small and, like, all together it was. And then when I watched the girls play, they ran the ball like we did at home. So I was like, this could be a spot for me because all we did was ever run the ball.
I was going to say, yeah, in high school, that was a basketball factory up there.
Yeah.
And you did you run in the summer, too?
Yes, all the time.
Here's a kid, fans, if you don't know this. Here's a kid that was on a state champion. How many years in a row in the state tournament?
We went my sophomore year, my junior year, and my senior year, and then my sister's on the team now, and they've gone 5 times, and she's hoping for 6.
Yeah, tell me about that's a basketball factory up there. All right, you're used to factory. You're used to basketball. You're coming down here now, and from the time that you've come to Stout, you've been coming off the bench all the time. I want your thoughts on that situation, off the bench instead of on the floor.
It's a difference for me. I think altogether, though, it's a good change, and it's made me a stronger person mentally and physically because I've had to come off the bench and play against bigger girls. But I think it's been definitely a challenge sometimes, but it's also like a mental toughener.
You know, like the name of the game is always be ready, and you kids off the bench, the mix-up kids, I call them, the rabbits. We used to call them rabbits. All the kids call them mix-up. That's got to be something for you guys to know what you're expected to do and then to pull it off.
Yeah, we know what we have to do, and we know that we're held accountable for going in there and not losing, like, the lead or something like that. So it's kind of a big responsibility in a way. So
you had some fun at South?
Yes, I love it here. So
are you going to recruit some of those Ram kids down here?
Oh, I'll try.
All right. The major says special education and early childhood. Where'd that come from?
It's actually changed, but both my parents are teachers, and I kind of started there, but now I'm actually a business major.
Business? That's a little different from our business ed?
No, business administration, with hotel, restaurant, tourism management as my emphasis area.
You're talking about the Norwegian Riviera up north when you're talking about tourism,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I want to own my own catering company, so I'm doing that.
All right, yeah. That means food on the bus.
Yes, I'm going to go to culinary school after I graduate from Stout.
Power to you, kiddo. Got another year to go.
I know. I'm excited. It's going to be fun to get out in the real world, but I also don't want to leave my mom.
What would be an internship for you?
I am most likely going to have an internship this summer at a restaurant that I've been working at, but I'll be a manager, so I'll be the head of the restaurant.
Give them a plug. Where at?
I will. Bowes Landing in Mora, Minnesota.
In Mora?
Mora.
Not too far away?
No. It's a good place. They do big place. For small town.
Yes. Yeah, well, you're all small town kids.
Oh, yeah. Very small town.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.